Bent Onural and joins me now from Turkey. You're very welcome, Professor.
Oh, thank you very much. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You're the coordinator of the multinational 3D TV network. Is this technology really available?
3D technologies has been around for a long time, actually, but bits and pieces here and there and kind of older technologies. With 3D technologies are almost as old as their 2D counterparts.
Hmm.
3D TV, for example, first demonstrated many, many years ago, just about the 2D TV was starting. The problem is, there are different technologies in 3D. And the older technology, and I'm sure almost everybody is familiar with that and had some kind of experience, gives some discomfort when viewing.
Hmm.
That's called stereoscopic 3D. And for that reason, even though the technology was in place for many, many years, it didn't really pick up. 2D is almost everywhere now, but 3D is almost totally forgotten. And probably that's about to change.
Well, you say it's about to change. You see, it strikes me that, alright, probably there's been a move in the technology now, but we're still having problems with HDTV. Will 3D TV not throw up its own set of technical glitches as we move forward?
There could be some technical problems for sure, and that's the reason we have a large research group looking after almost all technical aspects of TV. It's not only the TV set that you see in your homes, it's also how you shoot 3D, how you distribute 3D. There are a lot of technical problems over there. But the good news is, those technologies are in place, are improving every day, and now they are reaching to a state that we might have 3D all around us in a range of, say, 3 to 4 years or so.
You reckon we're looking at 3D televisions on our shelves in about 3 or 4 years' time?
Yes, that's exactly what I think.
Well, what about, can I just ask you, because this is the obvious question, I suppose. All right, we get 3D television, but what about running all the old movies and the old TV shows? They're still just going to look flat on 3D TV, aren't they?
And you're right. There are a few options over there. Either you see the old 2D movies again in 2D, and probably that's the most likely option. But having the technology in place, it's quite possible to convert some of the 2D movies into 3D format.
Hmm.
That's pretty much labor-intensive. Therefore, my estimate is only those large titles will be converted. There will be maybe something like 40, 50 movies which will be converted from 2D to 3D, but that's a possibility.
Have you done any kind of research as to the appetite from consumers for this? I can't help thinking that there's an element of 3D. Whilst it would be fascinating to look at it, and obviously extremely realistic, sometimes it might be slightly off-putting, because depending on where you're sitting and where you're viewing it from, you're getting a different picture from the other person, aren't you?
That's the case for the high-end technology. Now, as I told you, there are many technologies almost in every product. Also in 3D, the stereoscopic vision, where the people are rather more familiar with, is a kind of lower-end technology, but that's also improving every day. The other technology is the holographic 3D TV.
Yeah.
Now, that's still in the laboratories, and we have very little about it. I think it will take at least another 10 years or maybe even more to have a holographic 3D TV broadcast to our homes. And in that case, the TV viewing experience will be totally different. It will be like looking at smaller size, real-looking, ghost-like objects.
Yeah.
On a coffee table in the living room.
Yeah, but
everybody from different sides can see the view from their angle. But that's very, very far away now.
Yeah, it sounds fascinating, but I can't help thinking it would be more of a novelty than something that you would perhaps want it to always watch. I could well be wrong, of course. I just think back to the times when cinema, as you alluded to earlier, tried it out many years ago, and we had, do you remember the little glasses that people were given to wear and that kind of thing? It was a novelty. People went along because of the novelty value, but then they just tired of it and went back to the flat screen again, didn't they?
That's true. The reason for that is something I mentioned a while ago. If you look at those older 3D movies, because of the technology, the human eye is forced to some kind of unnatural state.
Mm.
And that creates some viewing discomfort, a feeling like motion sickness.
But that won't happen with the new technology.
Not at all. At least, I mean, it is reduced to a degree that probably it will be quite pleasant to watch hours of 3D without any problems.
Is this going to mean, of course, that we're all going to have to spend more money getting a different kind? I mean, is it going to be a different kind of broadcast signal to pick this up?
That's true. And that's the part of the difficulty. You know, the broadcast is not an easy task. There are a lot of different entities involved in it. Therefore, it requires standardization to be in place first. And there are standardization activities going on right now. So the commercial success of this kind of an entrepreneurial issue is kind of difficult to understand. We don't know whether it will be accepted by the consumers or not. That's also a part of the research.
This is always a big problem. As soon as someone says to me standardization, I always think back to VHS and Beta all those years ago.
That was a mess.
They couldn't even agree on that, you know. Okay, well, we have to ask you the bottom line question here. What's this going to cost? If we want to get one, assuming that they can broadcast the signal, what's the set going to cost?
My answer to that one is, the first part is definitely we don't know yet. But the second part is, don't worry about it too much. If something is mass-produced, the price will always come to the cost of the silicon and semiconductors and things like that, and that's always affordable.
We shall look forward to that with considerable interest. Professor O'Neill, thanks very much for putting us in the picture this afternoon.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Thank you very much. There you are, Professor Levent O'Neill, with the latest technology in three-dimensional television. I wonder will we see it in 3 to 4 years, as he said. We go back to the music for now. Eva Cass.